Hello again, Radio Entrepreneur listeners. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I am the host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also CEO, founder of Mage LLC, management consulting firm since 1985, working with over 700 leaders of organizations and organizations to continually adapt to changing markets and remain successful and more successful. Also associated with the Family Business Association. I get all these signs mixed up. Our next guest is Maury Bahar, President and CEO of Personal Remedies. Well, welcome, Maury.
Good morning, Jeffrey. It's great to be with you.
It's Remedies by Maury. Tell us about it.
All right. Well, at Personal Remedies, we focus on health, chronic illnesses, and providing dietary guidance to people. What we basically have built, Jeffrey, is we have the ability to provide a fully automated and personalized dietary guidance, taking into account an individual's multiple illnesses, dietary preferences, allergies, and medications. Taking into account all of that in order to deliver something that's totally individualized to their needs. A lot of people talk about food is medicine. We basically enable that. We tell you exactly what food, which food groups, which food, specific food items are harmful or healthful for a specific individual or a specific illness.
So how does your engagement work? Does it work with a business or does it work with individuals? And how does it work exactly?
Okay. So the ultimate end user that benefits from what we provide are the patients and consumers. However, in terms of our business model, we have what everybody talks about as B2B, business to business model. Through an application programming interface, an API, people can access our knowledge base and get answer to questions such as, is grilled octopus good for my specific chronic illness? If I can elaborate on that a bit, Jeffrey, you know, imagine your favorite food, let's say grilled octopus. Imagine some illness, let's say pancreatic cancer. There are no studies, there are no National Institute of Health funded initiative that tells us whether this food is helpful or harmful for this illness. And there probably never will be because nobody can get a patent for octopus. However, there's a lot of science available out there about relationship between different nutrients and different illnesses. And of course, there's a lot of information available about nutrient content of various foods. What our algorithms and our software does is it takes into account all that science and all that information in order to establish a relationship between every food item and every illness we have in our knowledge base. That relationship being in form of, this could be very helpful, it could be slightly helpful, it could be neutral, or it could be very harmful and it should be something that should be avoided.
How do I get this data? How is it accessible to me? And is it an ongoing data process?
Exactly. This is a never-ending process. We're constantly updating the knowledge base with the latest science, latest publications, and so on. But to your first question, we have 42 mobile apps in the marketplace today, available on all the leading app stores. Each of these apps, Jeffrey, focuses on one specific chronic illness and its common comorbidities. In other words, our app for diabetes type 2, not only provides guidance on what's harmful, what's helpful for diabetes type 2, but also provides guidance for those who suffer from diabetes type 2 and obesity and high triglycerides and heart disease and so on. So we try to make sure we provide guidance that is most likely scenario for the patient or the consumer. Because if you show me someone who suffers from diabetes type 2, I'll show you someone who probably has excess weight, has high triglycerides, probably is at risk with heart disease, and so on. Those apps are available in the market worldwide, and people can download them by just looking for a specific illness that is of concern to them.
So tell us a little bit about Maury Bahar, the entrepreneur. How long have you been doing this, and what did you do before this?
Okay, I love to tell you about, answer all those questions. I don't know if your program is long enough. I can talk about that for hours. But anyhow, my background is high tech.
Sorry, gotta go. No.
It was a very brief intro. My background is high tech, Jeffrey. Education-wise, I have master's in computer science, University of Illinois. Most of my career, I have been in an executive position, a variety of companies, in particular, variety of software companies, including some VC-backed companies. But nutrition has been a passion of mine. Addressing issues and illnesses through our dietary choices and lifestyle choices has been a passion of mine. And it all started, like many other founders, with a personal situation. I was told by my doctors that I have high triglyceride, high cholesterol. I had some, tinnitus in one of my ears. I had heartburn from time to time. And
they you're a mess.
What's that?
I said, you're a mess. No, I'm just joking.
So they kept telling me that, okay, you know, don't take much fat and reduce sugar and avoid caffeine and so on. And I started asking myself, okay, what's there left for me to eat? And what would be good choices for me? And
oatmeal.
Exactly. So I started doing some research and got involved in capturing all kinds of information about what's to be avoided, as well as what are things that are supposed to be recommended for these conditions. And once I started doing that for myself, and this happened really a couple of decades ago, I just look very young, I started looking into organizing all this information, and I figured I must not be alone in this. There must be all kinds of other people that suffer from multiple chronic illnesses. And as I poked around more and more, I realized that even according to Department of Health and Human Resources, Health and Human Sources in Washington, D.C., there is a void of information for people who suffer from multiple chronic illnesses. So that's a void that even today exists today. Most dietitians, most professionals focus on a handful of illnesses and are often focused on a specific silos and specialty.
Very, very vertical.
Exactly. So when you go to them and all of a sudden throw two or three different conditions at them, then they have a problem in identifying what are the best dietary choices. You have to
go back and go. Sort of like the modern day mini GP, general practitioner.
Exactly. But at least the general practitioner, by their name, communicates to you the fact that they're not focused on any specific area. And often when you go to them with your challenges, they direct you to a specialist. But once you go to the specialist, unfortunately, one, they don't know much about nutrition because they only studied it for 20 minutes at medical school. And two, they can only talk about their specific area. And as soon as you say, but I have this other condition, they have to refer you to someone else.
So one of my producers, Chris Gerald, I'm going to throw him under the bus. It used to be, I would say 7 months ago, the most unhealthy person in terms of his diet and his habits of anyone I know. And since then, he's lost about 40 pounds. And, you know, what app would you recommend to Chris to track things? Have your apps.
All right. Just to clarify, the apps we provide, Jeffrey, are not tracking type apps. There are apps that count calories or right. count how much potassium you take and so on. Unfortunately, those apps, you can easily see user fatigue. You know, people provide inputs right. About what food they consume every day, but they do that only for 4 or 5 days, and then they stop doing it. They get fatigued. What we do is we provide specific recommendations on, okay. for example, based on Chris's profile and health risks and health issues of concern to him, we can tell him what are the best choices in terms of gluten, nuts, and seeds. What are the best fruits? You know, everybody says...
That's what I was asking. So, Maury, if someone wanted to find out more about Personal Remedies, someone like Chris or anyone, how would they find you?
To learn more about our company, our website provides a lot of information, personalremedies.com. And on our website, there is a corner of the website that is labeled Knowledge Base. If people want to, they can go to Knowledge Base and get some information on all of this stuff we talked about. If someone wishes to get hold of me, I can be reached at Maury, M-O-R-Y, Bahar, B-A-H-A-R, at personalremedies.com. My office phone, 978-352-5615. And I would love to hear from people.
You sound like, you remind me of the old Remington commercials. You're not just the CEO, but you also use the product. A good endorsement for the product. Maury Bahar, the best looking 88-year-old I know.
Thank you.
CEO of Personal Remedies. We hope you're going to be back again on Radio Entrepreneurs, Maury, despite my insult. Thank you very much.
I look forward to it. Take care, Jeffrey.
Yeah, good luck. And remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.